Okay, let's get started. It's already been a busy night. We're gonna very good. We're gonna discuss a couple of them here. First, the Shaila like this. These are from Inuk Brach and Adon on Hilchos Pesach. They relate to Pesach and Yom Tov. So I thought we could add a mention. The first Shaila is like this: a woman made of Ashkenaz. Let's start with more basics. Ashkenazi women have a practice, according to Shulchan Aruch, to make the bracha on Ner Shabbos after they light the candles, because the bracha is already with the bracha is a Kabbalah Shabbos, and you can't light a candle once you're already Mekabel Shabbos. So let's say you have and the Sephardi women don't do like that. They make the bracha before. They don't hold the bracha as a Kabbalah Shabbos. Fine. But let's say an Ashkenazi woman, and this is a Maisa Shahaya, who made a bracha on Ner Shabbos before by mistake. She made the bracha before lighting. So now she doesn't know what to do. So she wants to ask her husband. This, I think she actually did this, and then she asked the Shahaya afterwards, to ask her husband to come and light the candles for her, like as her shliach, and it'll go under her bracha. She can't light because she's already Mekabel Shabbos with the bracha. Halak Ner Shel Shabbos, Yet Shel Shabbos, she accepted Shabbos, can't light a candle, but her husband, who didn't accept Shabbos yet, can still light. So the Shaila is like this: do you say, Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso, to appoint the shliach, do a mitzvah for you, when I'll make the bracha, and then they'll do the mitzvah? That's one Shaila. And then there's another Shaila of, is it proper for the husband to do it? Is it proper for the husband to, because the husband, what he's doing is he's lighting the candles and he didn't make a bracha and he wasn't even there for the bracha. So where do we have an interesting parallel? In Hilchos Pesach, in Siman Taf Lamed Beis, which is about Bedikos Chametz, the halacha is, let's say a person has a big house, or many houses, or a house and two cars in the garage, and they have a lot to check. And so the whole family can get together, and the balabai is going to make the bracha of al biyur chametz, the bracha of dikas chametz, and then you send the different family members out to. They don't need to all check everything together. Sometimes families do that, especially with little kids, and it's very nice, and like it's a whole activity, and it can take a long time. But strictly speaking, if you have the balabas makes the bracha, and then everyone goes out and checks different places, that would work. So what happens if the balabas makes the bracha, a couple of the boys are home, whatever it is, and then some of the other boys come later, other bnei abayas come home later, and they want to do also help out with the bedika, but they didn't hear the bracha. So is that a problem? So the Chok Yaakov over there in Taf Lamed Beis says that I can't send them to do the bedika. The Ola Shabbos over there, one of the other Achronim in Shulchan Aruch, disagrees and says, what are you talking about? I'll read you what it says here. Of course you can appoint the shliach. Every area in Torah, Makom Shtuch Shalom Kamoso. He says there is a big problem here though, because HaShliach Eino Yotze B'masha Otsa Mitzvah B'Bracha. The shliach is going to run into a predicament. Why? Because when I do a Maisa Mitzvah, I need to make a bracha. I didn't hear the bracha from the Balabayas. If the father made the bracha, I wasn't there when I made him. Let's say one of the sons is in the bathroom, and then he says, you know, go son, check the car in the garage, or check your own bedroom. Everyone check their own bedroom. The son's a gadol, he can check. He's doing a ma'aseh mitzvah without a bracha. So maybe he'll make a new bracha. Now he can't do that. Continues over here. The chitei machanami of arich hashiach. Maybe the sheish make a bracha. Yishomar kevin de bivich balabayis. Who rak chad a mitzvah? It's one mitzvah. In levarach beis pamulei. You can't make two brachas, one mitzvah. The kach yamor it's lo latzis bebrachas balabayis. The best eitzah is that the other bnei habayis should be there to be yotzei the bracha from the balabayis. So says the Emek Bracha, you see here that there's sort of two reasons why I have to make a bracha. First of all, you have to make a bracha when you're going to start to the mitzvah. And that's the beginning of the mitzvah. And if you did, each mitzvah only has one bracha. You don't make, you know, two brachas, you know, whatever, two brachas, three brachas, even if you split up the mitzvah to different people. One mitzvah, one bracha. But there is a din that the ma'aseh mitzvah, any part of the mitzvah, even a chelik of the mitzvah, has to be done with a bracha. And therefore, it's proper, al pi din, that anyone who's being yotzi in this bedika should make sure not to be in the bathroom, not to be out of the house, to be there to hear the Baal Bayis' bracha. They yotzi with his bracha and they go. But b'di'eved, it sounds like, as far as I'm concerned, I'm the mevarich. I made a bracha of al b'yir chametz. I made a bracha of b'dikas chametz, and I want to appoint someone else to finish a job for me. That's okay. And my bracha is not going to be a bracha of fella because my bracha is going on the mitzvah. And there's the bracha on the mitzvah. Every mitzvah has to have a bracha. And there's also that the asiyas mitzvah. If you yourself in the particular doing a mitzvah, you have to make a bracha. So now, he says a bracha. That's the chametz related topic. So now, but now get to this woman who made the bracha before doing a lakas near Shabbos. She doesn't want her bracha to be a bracha lavatala. Can she appoint a shliach to light the candles for her? Yes. Does the shlichas work and it will save the bracha from being a bracha lavatala? Yes. In theory, is it proper for the husband to do a ma'isa mitzvah of lighting near Shabbos without making a bracha? No. But that's an isra derabanan. To do a ma'isa mitzvah without making a bracha, bracha seen in Ma'akvos, that's an isra derabanan. You shouldn't do a ma'isa mitzvah without making a bracha. But what about the woman? The woman who made a bracha. Let's say you make a bracha lavatala. Is that an isra derabanan or is it deraisa? But the Rambam says you're in violation of a losisa. You're carrying Hashem's name in vain. And not just... some will hold that even saying the same Hashem standalone is an Issa Derabanan, or maybe just a violation of an essay of Yiras Hashem, but to raise Hashem's name, to elevate Hashem's name in an inappropriate context, the Bracha Labatala might be an Issa Deraisa. So I'm allowed to do, this is the Sigi of Tos the Gemma Sechah Shabbos, of Chatei Kedeshias Kechavercha. Do I tell you to violate a smaller Avera to stop someone else from violating a bigger Avera? So can I tell you to violate an Issa Derabanan to stop someone else from doing this deraisa if they did a bishogig? If they did a bishogig, and you're only doing this derabanan to save them doing this deraisa, that's pretty muskum that you should do the little aveira, which will stop someone from doing the big aveira. The shah that Tos is discussing there is baking challah on baking bread on Shabbos is this deraisa. If taking the bread out of the oven, ridiya sapas, it's a chachmi veinam lach, if this is derabanan. If I'll take it out before the bread actually bakes, I could save the person from doing an Issa Deraisa. Should I take bread out of the oven that someone else baked, which is an Issa Derabanan, to save them from their action actualizing into an Issa Deraisa? That's the shayla over there. I'm not getting into that shayla. Shogeg Mezid. You look in Tosin Shabbos and Avdalid. But Lamaisa, in this case, so that this Maisa Shaya, he says it would be proper for the woman to appoint the man. Obviously, better to you do a mitzvah right away. She's hesitating here. Okay, but still, it's Moshe Linian. There was no real distraction. There was not Minyan mitzvah. She could appoint the man to light the candles. The man is violating Yisrael Rabbanan, but he's going to save her because he's doing a Maisa mitzvah about Lakas Nirs without making a bracha, but he's going to save her from an Yisrael Deraisa, and therefore that would be the proper thing to do. He does point out that a Chacham Echad said to Meira Hara, you know, normally a man is Yotzi with his wife's name or Shabbos. This man could... This and a child at home is often yotzi with their mother's neir Shabbos, but a person could have in mind, I don't want to be yotzi with your neir Shabbos. I'm like my own neir Shabbos, so he could make a bracha, light his own neir Shabbos, and then light her neir Shabbos. So he saved her from bracha lavatala, and he's doing the ma'isa mitzvah with a bracha. He's doing the bracha on his own neir. He had to figure out if they could relight them right next to each other. That's a that's also the discussion of Shulchan Aruch Machlokes Rama Mechaber perhaps. But that might be the best eats in this specific shayla. But again, what we've learned from here is in Yesod that you have to have, the bracha has to be chal, something has to be chal on a mitzvah. And there's also, then that if you're participating in asiyas mitzvah, you have to have a bracha on that. But that, you don't make two brachas on one mitzvah. That's the first tick I want to discuss.
Okay. Yeah. Would the knas of the extra nair still apply in this case?
But did the next week get an extra nair? No. Shluchu shaladim kamosa. So I don't think so. That's if a person didn't do the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos that week for whatever reason. They were unable to do it. But Shluch Shal Kosa means that it's considered you did it. We ain't saying we say in Sheikh Dvarveir, but for Dvar Mitzvah, if it's not a Maisa Begufos, we say that the Shlichas definitely works. That's the point. If it's going to save you in the Bracha, certainly it's going to say that you're Yotzei.
There's also that be a situation where the woman has to go like she talks, like, probably can't talk, right? There's something to be done.
Probably would be better not to talk. If she's talking, but it's in the Inyan HaMitzvah,
so then there wouldn't be a Hes.
I don't know if Vidyev would be a Hes. Again, we do try to avoid, you know, Birchas HaMitzvah in particular really has to be over Las Yasa, not even over Dover. So much so, you know, you have to, you know, if you're going to make a Birchas HaMitzvah, you have to already hold it in your hand. That's why by Lulav we do all this shtick with ups and downs, because you can't, can't even leave it on the table because it can't take the hefsek. So correct, but again, here we're talking about a bidyavin.
Is he allowed to be the shaliach and he's doing an avera?
So he's not being appointed to do an avera for her. He's, first of all, Yishlam, this is an avera, or it's an avera because you're not doing a mitzvah, because you're not saying a bracha. But here, in this particular instance, especially because this is the Rabbanon, but when the halacha dictates that you should do it, he's b'chlan doing an isser. By isher there, isis, that's more, that's a shayla, you know, l'maisi, you're still doing an isser. By isher there, Rabbanon, if this case, the Rabbanon will tell you to do it, so you could argue it's not isser. I want to discuss one more shtickle over here. Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov, which Rav Schechter brought up very briefly. There is a mitzvah to Mimosef Michal al Kodesh to accept Shabbos and Yom Tov early. See, here's a shayla like this, and it's also Nogei Pesachim, so I'm happy to bring it up. It's one of the tosim towards the very beginning of Parakarvi Pesachim. Let's say a person wants to accept Tosefes Shabbos. So let me just clarify. Tosefes Shabbos, if you do it, Yom Tov, according to many Yishonim, most Yishonim is the Reisa. Of course, I'm there, it's Chal. At that point, from Pagamin Chanon, if you accept Shabbos now, it's Shabbos. It's really Shabbos. You can make Kiddush. Kiddush is a mitzvah deraisa. You go to your mitzvah of Kiddush. Right? You daven Ma'ariv. You do everything. Whatever. Well, I'll discuss everything in a minute. So at that point, you can't do a malach anymore. You can't change your mind. You can't, you know, go back, whatever it is. So now, let's say you want to accept Shabbos. I don't know why a person would do this, but, you know, we're learning. So a person wants to accept Shabbos to accept for some malachas. He says he's not going to do any of the malachas regarding... he's not going to cook anything, whatever. He's not going to do any tzedah, but he needs to drive to shul. But he wants to accept Tosefes Shabbos early, and he wants to... You know, this happens, by the way, sometimes. People want to accept Shabbos if they're lighting candles for themselves at home. They want to accept Shabbos and light candles, the women especially. And then they want to drive if they're going somewhere else for shul, to daven at the kosa, whatever it is, to go on a bus. So I'll accept Shabbos regarding the certain malachas, but not others. So can I do that or can I not? So at first, when they bring a raya from Parakarvei Pesachim, like Rav Schechter mentioned, Tosa's quote, the Mishnah says that Pilani should be Yisrael Yochal Ad Shetechshach. You don't eat until nightfall. So why the extra Ad Shetechshach? Just say you don't eat until you do. If it's a thing that you can't eat because you have a Suudas Yom Tov coming up, just say that. What's Ad Shetechshach? So Tosa says that it teaches you that the Suudas of La Pesach must be done davka at night. Why? Because it says by Pesach v'achlos habasar b'lay lazeh, that the basar from Pesach must be at night, and hukosh matzah and maror to Pesach, so matzah and maror also must be in the night. And then the mefarshim say also sipur tiyatzrayim must be the night. And then as Rav Schechter pointed out, the sipur tiyatzrayim, the kiddush, already might be chelik of the sipur tiyatzrayim, so we wait even to do kiddush till tiyatzak chavim. But what is that? It's a special drasha. He says, Balayla Azeh. If not for that, it sounds like you would have said that could have been done Yibor Yom because of Tosefes Yom Tov. So then he says, Al Karachach, what do we see? The din of Tosefes Shabbos Yom Tov isn't a din of stopping to do Malacha early. You might have thought, his Shaila was like this. What is the nature of this thing called? Is it a Shvisa min Malacha early, right? Every holiday we do a Shvisa min Malacha, or is it about the Kedushas Hayom? What am I doing? Am I just stopped doing my Shabbos, my Yom Tov, my Shvisas Yom Tov early? Or am I actually changing the Kedushas Hayom? So you see here that I would have, if not for this drasha, I would have done my Mitzvah Deraisa, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. I would have done it before nightfall. You see, Amam is changing the day. So if Amam is changing the day, l'chora, the Kabbalah is a Kabbalah on the day. So it's not shayach to split. Some malachas yes, some malachas no, and no. Is it Shabbos Yom Tov or is it not Shabbos Yom Tov? Then he has to caution himself. He says an interesting shayla. The Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Lamech Zayin quotes from the Sefer Chassidim, and also the Taz in Hilchos Pesach quotes from the Rami Prague, I think, and this comes up, by the way, very often. Now we're going to enter the summer months at Pesach. People are going to start making early Shabbos a lot. So it quotes like this, that the Suda Shabbos has to be in Dafka at night. So even though you make Kiddush and you start your Suda early, you should have a Kazayas of Pasa, Kazayas of bread after nightfall, after Tetz Kavim, and that's a proper Chumrah, the Magen Avraham says over there. It's a proper Chumrah, just something to know about. A lot of people don't know this. If you accept Shabbos early and you make this Shabbos Suda early, it is proper to have a Kazayas of bread after Tetz Kavim. Again, like Rav Shechter said, maybe you don't need to wait until 96 minutes, 120 minutes, but after whatever Tetz Kavim, 35, 45 minutes, whatever it is. Fine. So, what do you see from that? It sounds like maybe the Kedushas Hayom and the Suda is telling the Kedushas Hayom has to be done dafka at night. So what am I accepting early? Just the Shvisa Min HaMalacha. If that's the case, maybe you can clear. Maybe I could accept some Malacha than others. He ends in a Tzarchi, and I just want to add what I think is just a little bit of Toseves Havana, if nothing else, for background into this Sugya. There are really three shaylas when you talk about Tosefes, Shabbos, and Yom Tov. It comes out from the Tosir and Pesachim and the Mefarshim. There's three questions that we have to ask. What happens when I accept Shabbos and Yom Tov early? One is, did I change the Kedushas Hayom? So that we assume that I did change the Kedushas Hayom. And he was mesupik about the Kiddush Yom and Gantzin. I think in general we assume that I did change the Kiddush Yom, and that's why I can make Kiddush. Kiddush is a mitzvah Yom, I can do it early. And that's why I would have thought that the mitzvahs that are Pesach Masmar, if not for a drasha, I would have thought I could do them early. So the Kiddush Yom, it has the new Kiddush Yom. It's now Shabbos, it's Kiddush Shabbos, you know, you're wearing Shabbos clothing, whatever it is, whatever it entails. Isra Malacha Avad is included in that. Then there's another thing. Is it daytime or is it nighttime?
I have experience.
What?
Okay.
That could affect Sphere. So Omer, it's going to affect for women when they're doing their, they have to do certain bedikos, before sunset. It's going to affect, the bedikos gets even more tricky. Sphere also gets tricky, because there's one more halacha that I want to bring up one minute. Before, so forget even, but is it day or night? But it says, Achlos Abasar Balayla Hazeh. What does that tell you? But it's not Laila yet. Until the sun sets or until the stars come out, whatever it is. But until Tzeis Kochavim, it's not nighttime yet. So it could be Kedusha Shabbos, but normally, a normal Shabbos, you would think, has a night and a day. This has a day, and then a night, and then a day. And it has a little bit of daytime. It's not night yet, though. And that's why it could be that, to answer up the Shaila of the Emek Brach, when he asks about the Suda Shabbos, if you look at the way the Taz quotes in Hilchos Pesach, and whatever it is, Tav Ayin Beis, I think, I don't remember. I wrote it down here, though. I think it was Tav Ayin Beis. It sounds like it's because there's a din that Suda Shabbos has to take place one at night, and then one in the morning, and then one in the afternoon. So it has to be dafka at night. So true, you hopped on extra Shabbos, extra Yom Tov, that's fine. But it's not nighttime yet. The Suda maybe has to be done. It's not a din in the... So now again, the Baruch said that doesn't that show that the Kedush Sayom is not entirely until night. No, the Kedush Sayom is not during the day. But it's not night yet. And there are some things that require night. Like Achilas Karm Pesach. And then there's another Shaila. Which calendar day is it? Which calendar day it is? Let's say Friday is Ichvis. So let's think about this here. So Friday is Yudala Nisan, right? Friday is Yudala Nisan. And at night is Tezvav Nisan. So when I'm Moseth Michal HaKodesh, so did I change it from Yudala to Tezvav? Right? Did I change the date? Did I not just bring in the new day, but did I get rid of the old day? So now we're talking Nafkamina Sphere Somer, maybe. Now we're talking Nafkamina. Sure, things like that.
Kaddish,
Kaddish for a yard site, sure. Big discussion for a yard site. When the guy's yard site in the summer, he wants to make early Shabbos. So is he saying Kaddish at Mayer? Right? And if he didn't, then is he missing out on his opportunity? So you have to look in the post, and the post can discuss all of this. Great, great Shaila. This comes up really in Hilchos Sukkos. Because, right, there's a Machlokas Taz Marshal. Is it proper and proper to make early Yom Tov on Shmini Atzeres? On Shmini Atzeres, you're still sitting in the Sukkah. That's the way we pass me in the Gemara. Some Chassidim don't. But strictly speaking, really supposed to sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. And you don't make a bracha leisha basuka. That's what Gemara says. Yisuvi yasivinon bruchi loma varchinon. So, but if I, let's say I make Shmini Atzeres early, it's still really sukkahs. So I'm going to sit in the sukkah, I'm going to make Kiddush Shmini Atzeres. So do I have to make a leisha basuka? And you say, no, it's a new day. That's a machlokas taz marashal.
Also, tamimus by shavuos.
What?
Tamimus
by shavuos, where this machlokas taz marashal comes up. So that's a very, 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 very important machlokas. I'm pretty sure that most achronim, we assume the Mishnah Berurah, I think, says that we hold like the marashal, that we do not assume that it's a new calendar day, and therefore you'd have to make Kalei Pesach, and therefore we recommend not making Shemini Atzeres tonight. That's going to affect Sefiras Omer. You don't want to make, don't count Sefiras Omer. It's not a new day yet. It's going to affect with the, you know, whatever it is. So it could be they have to keep in mind these three different distinct shailas by Tosefta Shabbos Yom Tov. One is the Kedush Sayom, that I definitely change. One is it nighttime? It's not nighttime. It's still the day. The third is, did I change the calendar date? That's a machlokas taz marashal, where there's a lot of rage both by Shemini Atzeres and by Tamimos, but by Shavuos, Meis Rosh Chodesh. You should know, this does come up. Every so often, you have this year, you have Shabbos, Yom Tov, together, whatever it is, you have 2 days Yom Tov. Can I make Yom Tov early, and Yom Tov Sheni early, when it's still Yom Tov Rishon? So, the post can discuss it also. It could be that it's not a problem. It's not the common practice. Again, Pesach's not relevant for the Siddur, you're not going to do, but you have to think about these three issues, the Kedush Sayom, and the whether it's day or night, and changing the calendar day, and with that, we're going to close. Everyone have a Chag Kosher with Sameach.
Is there any time, I mean, Shavuos, we also wait, and Sukkot, we model after Pesach, so we